This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
She's defying calls to drop out of the Republican presidential race. Nikki Haley rallied supporters last night in Michigan. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Now that Donald Trump's made it four in a row with his win in South Carolina, the next contest comes Tuesday in Michigan.
I have never seen the Republican Party so unified as it is right now.
But Nikki Haley isn't giving up, saying many voters want an alternative.
In the next 10 days, another 21 states and territories will speak. They have the right to a real choice.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
The latest now in the fight in Alabama over frozen embryos. The AP's Julie Walker.
Alabama lawmakers on both sides of the aisle scrambling for ways to protect in vitro fertilization services after multiple providers paused treatment in the wake of a state Supreme Court ruling that frozen embryos could be considered children, facing a wave of shock and anger from the decision, including people who were in the process of undergoing IVF and were forced to stop. Separate proposals were being prepared in the State House and Senate that would seek to prevent a fertilized egg from being recognized as a human life or an unborn child until it's implanted in a woman's uterus.
And overseas,
Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shtayyeh has said his government is resigning. The move could lead the way to U.S.-backed reforms in the Palestinian Authority.
The AP's Karen Shamas reporting. In Washington, a U.S. Air Force service member was hospitalized in critical condition after setting himself on fire yesterday outside the Israeli embassy, say police. He reportedly said he will no longer be complicit in genocide. Israel denies genocide allegations. This is AP News. The latest from the entertainment world.
I'm Archie Zaralena with an entertainment update. Oppenheimer won the top award at the Screen Actors Guild Awards on Saturday. Elizabeth Debicki of The Crown forgot her shoes when she won because she figured she'd lose.
I didn't do the kind of check what you should do if you think you have to get up. So, so my shoes weren't really on my feet. So then I had to kick them off.
Seth Meyers has no idea if he'll ever wear a suit again while hosting Late Night. He says there was no point when there was no audience during the pandemic, and he likes being casual. Meyers will mark 10 years as host of Late Night with a celebration on Monday's episode.
Every time it rains, and it's from heaven.
Rod Stewart and Jules Holland collaborated on a new album called Swing Fever, a collection of big band tunes. Stewart says his only rule was no slow songs. Stewart says he's also got a country record in the works. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.